We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Ed Ogeron won the national championship, signs a 6-year, $42 million contract, and gets divorced. He's resigning.
We're probably going to get a ham sandwich or maybe some boudin or something. Go to bed and wake up tomorrow and do it again.
He's leaving at the end of the season. So The Athletic has a story on some of the details.
Something that had priority in his life that didn't have a priority before was talking to women. That just became too high on the totem pole, one LSU source said.
That is an all-time quote.
We talked into the night, the kind of talk that seemed important until you discover girls.
He became single and rich and famous, and he did what many people do when they are single and have even the smallest amount of clout. They use it to impress women, and he would bring dates by LSU's practice.
You want to come by practice?
Ogeron he's a Cajun, and he starts screaming in Cajun talk.
There was a woman that was a wife of a high-ranking LSU official.
This is a good one.
Ed didn't know who it was, but he pulled up to a gas station, and he was wearing exercise attire, and he said to her,
"Hey, you look like you work out. We could work out together."
The woman informed Ogeron that she was married and pregnant, to which he responded,
"Why does that matter?"
And I'll never forget, man, we shovel shrimp from 5 in the morning to 10 at night.
Oh, God.
Oh, and then she was married and pregnant with the child of a high-ranking LSU official.
Yeah, I love it, that part.
Oh, I missed that. My bad.
You're with the top Bobby Boucher on the V, Carly Rahali, you're a famous young one, Bobby Boucher, dying.
Hell yeah.
Sandwich.
One, two, three.
And here we go. Here we go. Here we go, Jeff. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Interesting day yesterday. Tough story for Ed Ogeron, but I think we handled that well.
Oh, I think so. I think it got 7 minutes in the middle of a Bears-Packers Monday as a delightful departure from Aaron Rodgers owning us all.
And we were able to book Ed Ogeron, which was impressive.
We have great skills.
Frankly, I think that we should have gotten a little bit more national attention for that. Like those were exclusive quotes.
Yeah, from Ed and also from Pat Mahomes and Jackson Mahomes yesterday.
In the same segment, yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
We're a very connected show. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by DuckDuckGo. An honestly connected show is the one that's hosted by Pat McAfee and AJ Hawk. It's a very popular show, and they have Aaron Rodgers on every Tuesday. AJ Hawk and Rodgers were very good friends when they were teammates, and McAfee and Rodgers have become buddies, and Aaron Rodgers seems to genuinely enjoy the freedom of which this YouTube show offers him.
I think the freedom is the key. Like, there are moments, you know, watching that thing before we came on, where Rodgers is just thrilled to have an open forum, and McAfee literally pours a beer, puts up his feet, and lets Aaron go.
So, obviously, Aaron Rodgers becomes the talk of the NFL with the moment that was caught on the field mic saying, "I own you," to all of us here in the city of Chicago. We talked about it a lot yesterday, obviously. And so Pat McAfee wanted to get some more out of him, to get some context and some color behind it.
I mean, my teammates and the organization, I think, really loved it. I saw Olin Krut said he wanted to punch me in the face. look, I think that is to say, and I don't know Olin, and I respect him. He played in the league for a long time. But are we getting that soft as a society that we can't have worth now? I mean, you know, somebody can pay for a ticket and say whatever the hell they want, which I think they should be able to. That's fine. But the one time you say something back to them, that gets caught on hot mic, which, you know, like I said, there's a lot of stuff that gets said from time to time. Now it's that, you know, I've disrespected, you know, an entire city and organization. And
I didn't hear many people pushing back at Aaron Rodgers, but good luck coming at Olin with that.
Well, he's not telling, he's not saying, has Olin grown this soft? He's saying, he's saying that, that society has grown this soft, that they can't handle it.
Don't let Olin think that, though. We want Olin to think that Aaron is calling him soft. That's what I told him in a text message.
What did Olin say?
You told him that directly.
Well, I'm not going to reveal sensitive text messages between me and Olin Krutz, but
that's smart.
I did tell him, yo, Aaron Rodgers.
Unless it was last week.
Exactly. No, I didn't say Olin's name. Danny said Olin's name. I said a high-ranking former Bear, very popular former Bear texted me, and Danny revealed his name. But I did say, yo, Aaron Rodgers kind of called you soft on McAfee today.
I mean, it's pretty close. It's really close to straight up calling Olin soft. He's calling the overall reaction soft. I don't understand what's lost on him. Or maybe this is just the cycle of how it works. Yes, fans are allowed to say whatever they want in the stadium. He is also allowed to do that, what he did. And the microphones picked it up. Then people are going to hate you, Aaron. People are going to hate you. So I don't think that's soft, that people feel offended or people feel angry. There, you are a freaking villain. So deal with it and just take the hate. Why is what is soft about people being angry at Aaron Rodgers for that?
But who was angry? I mean, are we saying like Bears fans on the internet were angry? Because yes, of course, that absolutely was the case.
Well, Bears fans in the living rooms of our lives.
But I'm saying in the. He was saying in that interview that like the PR guy sends him articles and like you know, these guys get told what is being said about them in the ecosystem. They curate it for them. I didn't really see. I mean, Olin's thing went kind of viral, but like, did you? I don't know. Was Stephen A. Smith or Wilbon and Kornheiser or Skip Bayless or Shannon Sharp or like were any of like the national opinion makers in the football universe like Aaron Rodgers went over the line calling out the fans? I didn't see any criticism of Aaron Rodgers nationally for it.
I did not see any of that either, but I don't, and I understand that they're considered to be opinion makers, but like there's a lot of opinions that don't necessarily get the light of day. And Olin, when he says that, is giving voice to the opinions of a lot of Bears fans. You saw how many people were angry when this show was discussing Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
Yes.
Like people get very, very angry and they don't want to hear him defended. But so it goes. And I'm not saying that the people shouldn't defend him or you know, we shouldn't give context to it. But if you're Aaron Rodgers, you got to know you're going to be hated. You can't call people soft when you're the one screaming, I own you. I own you. I mean, you're jumping right in the fray. So live in the fray. Deal with it.
Yeah. And when I watched that interview, he didn't strike me as a guy who was upset by it, but he thought that it was funny how big it became. Like it blew up into such a big thing, this thing that happens all the time. You know what I mean? Like, he says there's trash talk all the time. It normally doesn't get caught by the field mics. People say horrible things from the stands. Players engage with fans. It happens regularly.
I hear
and
you.
This one blew
Maybe
up.
Maybe it's because I heard the 90 seconds before when he said, Pat, give me a minute. Here, give me a minute. And he cleared out the room and he dropped his life philosophy on how people, you know, there's a cancel culture and a woke culture. And then I live above all that. He's right.
Yes.
He said, I live above all that. And then he calls out Olin and others for being soft.
Yeah.
So clearly you don't live above all that. So he's full of crap in that way to me. If you live above all that, then just deal with it. Just deal with it that some people get angry. Okay, so what?
Sure. He's asked about it. He's going to respond. I think that this stuff is fun because, by the way, man, Bears-Packers, there aren't many rivalries left.
It is fun. I'm just saying if you're him, I don't think you can have it both ways where you are some dignified, brilliant, above-the-fray person who is able to...
Well, he does have it both ways.
He does!
Because he does own you, and he gets to, in his own head, be dignified and above-the-fray.
That's fine.
You know what I mean? In his own mind and in the ecosystem of being a three-time MVP with a couple hundred million in the bank and one of the GOATs.
Absolutely.
And all that. Like, he actually does get to have it both ways, even if you don't allow him to.
Well,
he doesn't care about you.
He doesn't care. Well, but then when he calls out people for being soft or whatever, he's stoking those flames again.
Yeah.
So
but,
maybe
but
he
that's
likes
okay.
that.
That he is dignified and above the fray. Like, he's calling them out for being soft because he believes they're being soft, and yes, they are being soft. Like, stop combining personal hatred and sport. Like, he's having a good time on the field. He does own you. He does nothing but win against you. He tells you that. Take it.
All right. Well,
don't be soft.
Well, then maybe we should think about the etymology of "I own you," because that seems to be very personal and not just.
That's the definition of woke cancel culture, making something more than it is.
Yeah, he's not saying I own your ass.
I beat you every single time.
My record against you is 22-5.
I am the king every time I come in here,
and he is.
He called it exactly how it is. Finally, finally, people are standing up against soft cowards.
So are you going to tell Olin that he's a soft coward?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Because I'm not a former NFL player. If that happened to me as a player, of course I'd want to punch Aaron Rodgers in the face. But observing it from the outside, and I don't think...
And Mully's question to him was, you're the analyst, you're the player. How did you feel as a player hearing that?
Exactly.
As a player, I want to punch you in the face. And if a Bears player heard that in that moment, he'd probably be pretty upset.
I'm sure Olin loves the fire from him, you know, and ask him that today. I'm sure he loves the fire.
Probably. But did you guys have no one in your life that wanted to punch Aaron Rodgers in the face when that was happening? I feel like I'm the only one of the four of us who had people at, like, my brother-in-law. Yesterday, Christine picked me up at work, and she was asking about the show, and I was telling her it was Kevin, and she's like, oh, that effing piece of crap. That, like, going off on Aaron Rodgers.
The people in my life were the texters that wanted to punch him in the face. The guy who said he wouldn't pull him from a fiery car.
Yeah.
He saw him burning on the side of the road.
All right, so that counts. Those are people in your life.
Those are people in my life.
Yeah. But like those people exist. There's a lot of those people who were
Rodgers is a POS and so is anybody defending.
There it is.
All right. Well, I got news for you. We'll talk to Boomer coming up at 3:00. If you were thinking, well, at least we won't have to deal with this much longer, not so sure that's the case. It's Parkins and Spiegel on the Score. Boomer Esiason coming up in 10 minutes. Obviously, the story of the offseason was, hey, is Aaron Rodgers done in Green Bay? Then he sends out the tweet with him and Devontae Adams with the Last Dance graphic. So it's like, oh, okay, only one more year of Aaron Rodgers owning your soul and arguably the entire team.
But that's coming off the whole offseason when it seemed like it's either him or the GM in terms of staying in Green Bay.
And then after the game, Rodgers talked about his affinity for the rivalry, and McAfee picked up that he maybe was hedging on that, so he asked Aaron Rodgers today about his future.
But have you had a chance to think about your future and what the world is? Because outside, the conversation is very loud from every single city that thinks they potentially will get Aaron Rodgers.
to be frank, before the game, I was thinking about how many times we've been in a locker room. And that was my 18th time in a locker room, my 15th time, 14th time starting against them at Soldier Field. And anybody who's been in a locker room knows it's one of the smaller locker rooms in the NFL. I'm always tucked kind of back in the left in the same spot next to Mace. And a lot of times the hot water doesn't work. It's just like one of those, and you don't even mind. It's just one of those things. The hot water, by the way, was working after the game, so take a tank.
Way to go, Chicago.
A couple times it hasn't been over the years. Maybe that's because the pipes are just so frozen because of the cold weather we played in. But I was wondering what it would feel like to walk off the field, and in that moment, if it would feel like it was going to be my last time or not. And so I was generally looking forward to what that felt like. And the way I felt walking on the field was why I answered the question the way I answered it. It didn't feel like the last time for whatever reason. I'm not sure why necessarily, but energetically, it didn't feel like it was the last time walking off that field. It was a special feeling again to win at that place, to win by double digits, an important game for us.
Yep.
So it didn't feel like the last time. Hmm.
Now, obviously, he could sign with another team and they could have the Bears on the schedule. Obviously.
Correct.
But the context of that, the whole conversation was about the Bears-Packers rivalry and those comments. So I feel like in the context of the previous 9 minutes of that conversation, it felt fairly reasonable to say that it felt like he was saying it was not the last time he was playing at Soldier Field as a member of the Packers in the Packers-Bears rivalry.
Imagine you're him and you get back into the season and you guys are really, really good again. You're clearly the class of the division again. You come down here and kick the crap out of the Bears again.
Yep.
Why would you want to leave, and you're also realizing that Brian Gutekunst is not somebody that's worth keeping ahead of you, and you're expecting maybe ownership will come around to that thought process if you ask them to.
Yeah. And so just if you are having dreams of him leaving the Packers, I understand. Frankly, I am too. I want Justin Fields to rule the division for the next 15 years. But that did not sound like a guy who's getting ready to leave.
We had a texter yesterday who said that he's hoping for the Steelers, which is, of course, an option. Big Ben leaves, Hallmark franchise.
Him and Mike Tomlin have kind of been flirting with each other.
Sure, there you go. And the thing about that is the Steelers don't play the Bears for the next 4 years.
That helps.
So that's why texter's hoping for the Steelers, just to get Rodgers out of our life for a while.
Is Boomer Esiason seeing week-to-week progress in Justin Fields? What about missing Allen Robinson wide open in the middle? Does Matt Nagy's explanation hold water? What about the free play? Should Fields be looking for an actual flag on the field? We'll talk about all the Justin Fields angles with Boomer Esiason next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.